The Commanders didn't claim anybody today. I don't understand that. I'll be honest with you. I'm not upset. I think that Adam Peters and Lance Newmark in the front office know what they're doing, generally. I don't know that there was anybody available that would have changed the win count this year or would have made them a decidedly better team. Here's what I do know, though.
Mm-hmm.
This is what is irrefutable. The Panthers had the number one option on the waiver wire. They've claimed six players already. Six. The Commanders had the second spot on the waiver wire. They put in zero claims. They didn't try to add one player who got cut yesterday. The team after them, the New England Patriots, successfully claimed four players. Now, it's possible that they put in more claims than that, but they got four players. So the Panthers and the Patriots, who sandwich Washington on average, both got five players. They combined for 10 new players to their 53-man rosters. And yet the Commanders, smack dab in the middle of the two, second in the waiver wire, despite all of the discussion about wide receiver, offensive tackle, corner, don't worry, they can still add a player here or there, zero claims. I'm very surprised by that. What about you?
Incredibly so. I don't see it. I don't get it. I know that they're smart. I know Adam Peters is smart. I know Lance Newmark is smart. I know their whole front office has an idea. I also know, given past precedent, when they see an issue, they act on it. Right? When they go, this is unacceptable. We are not going to let this stand for another second. Even if it doesn't help us long term, we're going to get Bobby Wagner. We're going to go get Austin Eckler for a couple of years. We're going to go get a one-year guy. We're going to go get some of the guys that I'm familiar with from Dallas or whatever to increase the talent level. We are turning this roster over. 33 of the 53 guys were free agent, trade, or draft pick, turning 60-plus percent of the roster over from last year, rightfully so, for a bad team. So when they see a problem, they fix it. My only conclusion is that they don't see a problem, that they don't see a weakness. Or if they do, they don't care about it. They're not concerned with an unproven situation at left tackle for a rookie quarterback. They're not concerned with zero pelts on the wall outside of Terry McLaurin in the receiver room, where you combine all of their stats over the previous couple of years, you get a season from a mediocre number two wide receiver on a mediocre offense. You combine everybody's numbers. They don't see a problem. They don't see a problem at corner. That one I don't say I'm less concerned about, but I would say with the track record of the coaching staff, getting more out of guys that maybe are unheralded, totally, I get that's maybe a possibility. They like that group maybe more than some might. Say, hey, we got some potential in here. We'll coach them up and get that done. Fine. And I'm also less concerned, frankly, about that for a team that's in a rebuild than I am things that directly affect their rookie quarterback. They don't see an issue, and I don't see the plan here. I don't quite get it.
I don't know that they don't see an issue. I'm not going to say that. They didn't see a fix, obviously, and they chose not to try to address any issues. Now, I saw Nikki Javala, who does a great job covering the team for the Washington Post, point out something to the effect of, hey, they didn't make any claims, but it doesn't mean they're not going to act in free agency. They can still sign players. And that is true, except what I push back on there is the waiver order should have theoretically been way more beneficial to them than free agency. In free agency, you're competing with 31 other teams to sign a guy. In the waiver order, there's only one team that can keep you from any player. Now, obviously, not every player is available on waivers right now. If they hadn't been at a camp, if they hadn't recently been waived or released. And there are a couple of guys like Noah Brown of the Houston Texans who I still think would be an outstanding fit. And maybe Noah Brown's the guy they really want, and they knew they didn't have to worry about it on the waiver wire. He was going to be available after the fact, and they're working on a deal with him right now. And I would feel good about that, because at least now you're not sitting this period out. But considering that 22 hours have gone by since they formed their initial roster, and they have the same 53 players, at least that we know of publicly right now, that they did 22 hours ago, A, I'm stunned, and B, I'm a little disappointed. Because one of the caveats to their roster, when it came down yesterday, that we gave, and that every person around this football team that's covered them was providing, is this probably isn't a finished product. And it isn't. I mean, they're going to make a dozen changes on the back of the roster between now and week three or whatever. And certainly week one, that it's going to look different. I just would have guessed that when that list of players that got claimed today came out, where the Panthers claimed six guys and New England claimed four guys and two tackles, Like, those teams have very obvious needs where they're not very good. They threw some waiver claims at those problems. Probably not going to fix them with dudes that just got cut. I understand that. I'm not acting like it's a catch-me-all, fix-all situation. I just like the idea of the effort. It's like the room is messy. I leave. I come back. Are you still sitting there with mess all around you? Or is the room a little bit cleaner and you're sweating because you're scrubbing the floor? At least I see that you're working on it. The Patriots are on their hands and knees on the waiver wire, scratching at something on the ground, right? The Panthers have a duster out, and they're rubbing it over top of the vent to make sure that some of that dust comes down. I feel like I've got my legs up, and I'm eating Cheez-Its with my shirt off and crumbs in my chest hair, just looking at the TV. Where's my effort on waiver wire day? I mean, you get one of these, man.
Mm-hmm.
That is the beauty. How many times did we talk about they're second in the waiver order? They're second in the waiver order. You know when that doesn't matter? When you're not claiming
anymore. Make any claims. Yeah, I'm looking for a different way to express it, and I can't find one. I just, what frustrates me over the last several years, pre-adults in charge, and there are adults in charge now, and I'm grateful for that, but when there weren't adults in charge, when it was overmatched boobs and their buddies from a place that was, they weren't that, really that successful, when I didn't see the vision, that meant disaster. When I go, I don't see the plan here. I don't see why this is a good course of action. Whether or not I agreed with something or not, if I can see where you're going, I go, okay, whether I like that or not, I could see it, right? I can hear the case for it. I'm having a hard time with this. And again, it's the push and pull is as follows. These are smart folks. I know they are. I know they've got a plan. I just can't see that plan, and that frustrates me. There is some deference. There is some reverence for this group to allow them to do what they want to do and shape the team in their vision. And they haven't played a game yet, so I can't call anything a failure.
I'm willing to give them a natural benefit of the doubt. Now, I don't do the thing that a lot of people do, the Enron we trust, they're professionals, though, so I'll just sit back because what do I know, though? I'm a critical thinker. I don't apologize for that. You know, people every now and then will say, well, why do we question them? They're the pros. Watch Giants Hard Knocks offseason. A lot of these folks are just guessing like the rest of us, man. I mean, Brian Daboll's hiring a D coordinator, and when he's asked why by his GM he wants this guy, he's citing his rushing yards per game stats from the previous season. You know, he doesn't like have it all figured out either, right? Is he Danny Ruye and me, or is he Brian Daboll of the New York Giants? But I'm not sitting here saying Peters and Newmark and those guys aren't way smarter. They are.
They are.
I, unlike Rivera and the Martys, who I didn't think had proven themselves capable in the jobs they were given, and in fact thought in the cases where they had done those jobs previously, they proved themselves largely incapable, I was not giving them the benefit of the doubt. This group, I think in Peter's case, in Newmark's case, a lot of the front office guys, the people that I trust around the league tell me they're very, very smart, they're very, very good, and so I am much more willing to give them the benefit of the doubt. Not blank checks, you know, not just unchecked, I'm not going to question anything, you know, unilateral kind of support. But absolutely, I give them the benefit of the doubt. But today's one of those days where I go, the team with the worst record last year made a bunch of claims. The team with the third worst record last year made a bunch of claims. The team with the second worst record, no claims. It's almost like you don't think any of those guys that just got cut yesterday can help you.
Nobody can help you? You're sure no one? That not one person might improve something slightly in your room? Again, I think you said it very well. Not one of these dudes that's a waiver claim today, in all likelihood. You never know. That great story could happen. But not any of these guys that are claimed today are going to be the difference maker, right? I was talking to someone earlier. Like, I know everyone's got their pantaloons in a bunch about KJ Henry not making the team, and this is such a colossal mistake. And I don't do that. The 51st guy on the roster is not going to make or break you. But when there's a dire need that I'm going, oh, there's a fire, bring the water. And they're going, no, we don't need it. The fire will take care of itself. I go, that's a lot of confidence. I notice that confidence. I'm going to be watching.